Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Jets, they are trading quarterback Zach Wilson. Now, we had been hearing he was not going to attend any of the offseason stuff up to this point, but they trade him to the Denver Broncos. That's a team that is looking for a quarterback as well. You know the coach there and Sean Payton well, as he was somebody you played under in Dallas. But they bring in Zach Wilson. As we know, the Broncos, they traded away Russell Wilson earlier, or just let Russell go earlier this offseason. The deal gives Denver Wilson for a seventh, and then Denver gets Wilson and a sixth back. So not much there in terms of draft capital, but a fresh start for Wilson and potentially somebody that the Broncos will actually look at as somebody that could be a starter for them, potentially. We know he's got the talent, Clint, the number two overall pick. It just never came together in New York.
Yeah, and look, it never came together. As you mentioned earlier, multiple offensive coordinators, clearly dysfunction throughout. I watched Hard Knocks. It seems like a defensive-minded head coach that wants to stick his nose in the offense from time to time, and not when it's good, always when it's bad, which it's always been bad in New York. Who we kidding? Just not an ideal environment, I think, for a young quarterback to live, learn, develop, and become an NFL quarterback, especially a guy that has to change the way. I said it when he came in. I've not been a big Zach Wilson guy when he came in, but I can still pinpoint the fact that he'd given zero chance in New York to succeed. But this is a guy that needed support around him, because the way he played the game in college was never going to work at the NFL level. He had to change some things, and I just don't know that the Jets offered him what he needed in order to be successful. I do think Sean will be good for Zach Wilson in Denver.
See, you know Sean better. I just know him from what we've seen. Like, in theory, on paper, it looks like Sean, what he has done with quarterbacks from Romo to Breeze, obviously. And hell, I mean, you know, even Jameis played some of his most efficient time there. Just especially seeing the Sean we saw last year. Like, I do wonder how his approach will be with Zach Wilson. Because Zach Wilson seems at times to be fragile, and Sean does not seem to coach and have expectations of somebody fresh.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Sean is not. I don't. Now look, Sean.
Or do you think he was just being a Richard head?
Well, I just think when you got it, when you look, I mean, the expectations for Russ are totally different. I think when you look at Russ's corny stuff and the way in which he leads, or hell, doesn't lead, that's never going to sit well with Sean. I don't think he's going to put the same.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.